Hello, listeners. I'm Anne from Transition the Grove, and I'm broadcasting to you today on Radio Triple Y 87.6 FM in the Upper Kedron Brook Valley. And this is the community in the suburbs of Upper Kedron, Fernie Grove, Fernie Hills, Arana Hills, Everton Hills, and Capera Groverley. It's been a full week once again. I hope you've had a good week. However, the US had its credit rating downgraded and the world's stock exchanges went on some roller coaster rides. Riots erupted in London and major cities in the UK. Nihilism reigned. Global population raced closer and closer to 7 billion people, which it will reach by the end of October this year. Fish supplies globally continue to decline. Predictions at this stage are for a 70% chance that we will have another very wet summer here in Brisbane. Meanwhile, back in the Grove, the weather has been fantastic. Crime has been close to zero. Fresh fruit and vegetables are abundant. We've been making up pumpkin and cauliflower soup with chickpeas and a few secret ingredients, including fresh turmeric root from the garden. Hubby has been working with a mate on replacing the clutch plate and putting new boots on the car. A young man came along and got mentored. The garden has had a major prune, a weed and renewal. The kumquats are juicy and ripe. All the new veggie seedlings, the tomatoes, the kale, the silver beet, the lettuce, the strawberries and spring onions, the flower seedlings from the Fernie Grove markets, they're all bursting into life. Washing dries quickly in the sun and gentle breezes. The neighbours had a delightful party for their daughter's first birthday. The birds are all singing outside the windows. We're blessed here locally. Let's make this a good community to be in. Jeff Wilson has initiated a Fernie Grove Community Champions Award for local groups to nominate an individual who has made a major local contribution. He's had lots of nominations. Great. We want lots of people doing things for this community, don't we? It's all part of living life here richly. Mike Baguli, our Radio Triple Y manager, isn't with me today, helping me record as he usually does. Mike has been very ill. Mike is one of our local community champions. He's working away in this studio, and he's been doing it for years now. He's been part of this community all his life, and he's given us all lots and lots and lots of his love and caring. If you have a chance to find Mike on 3855 0030 at the Radio Triple Y studio, or drop him a message to the Radio Triple Y station on their webpage at www.triplyfm.org.au and leave Mike a message. Sign the guest book under the Contact Us link. I encourage you to do so. Let Mike know you care. He deserves it. Mike is a great guy. He's one of the great guys around here locally. Let's all pray that Mike gets well. Mike is just one of us in this community who have to live with a disability. Not always the easiest thing to do. This week, we are starting to get movement on a National Disability Insurance Scheme, or NDIS. This will make a fantastic difference to millions of Australians' lives, and it could help any of us. Disability can become part of anyone's life, and often there is no warning. The driving force behind the National Disability Insurance Scheme is a wonderful man called John Walsh, a mathematician who became paraplegic playing rugby. John Walsh has spent years collecting data and he has produced the numbers to make a compelling case to the federal government for the National Disability Insurance Scheme to replace the current fragmented, underfunded state-based system that is so inadequate for so many families. This is a fantastic story. One man disabled himself using his mathematical skills to make a case for a scheme that will improve so many Australians' lives. We'll be talking more about disability in a future program. Let's have a song.